永远不会错。
The word of God is forever true.
所以忽然间一道命令下来。
So one command came.
要么他们改信天主教。
Now they either needed to convert to Catholicism.
要么从此以后。
Or from now on.
他们又重新走遍全世界。
They needed to leave the country and wander.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就在同一年。
It's the same year.
神就兴起了一个人，名字叫哥伦布。
God raised a person called Columbus.
神借着哥伦布
，through Columbus，
发现今天的新大陆
，discovered the new land，
北美洲跟南美洲
，North and South America。
为什么
？Why？
因为从此以后
，because from that point on，
犹太人漂流的时候就多了一个选项。
So now there was another place where the people of Israel could wander to.
本来他们只好往东漂流。
But before they could only go east.
但是他们还是很厉害。
But they're
到了意大利。
When they reached Italy,
他们找到了一个地方
they found a place,
叫做 Florence.
It's called Florence.
Florence 从来不是罗马
Florence was never part of Rome.
但他有一天要把 Florence 变成罗马
But one day it will become part of Rome.
所以就在那个时候你看见 Florence 就500年前 Florence 就变成全世界最大的城
So 500 years ago it became the largest city in Rome.
请大家记得
in Italy, yes.
Florence 的产生
So the production of Florence
就是因为这些在西班牙的犹太人没有地方去了
is a direct result of the fact that these who were kicked out of Spain
他们继续漂流就漂流到了继续漂流就漂流到了 Florence
They wandered to Florence
这个是清楚的
This is true
但是不止这样
But not only that
在纽约许多的犹太人
Many Jews
主要是西班牙的犹太人
especially mostly from Spain
在南美有很多的犹太人
from South America many of the Jews
他们被逼迫
they were persecuted
所以他们的名字啊就特别那个名字特别如果有水果的话大概就是犹太人
so if their names actually had a fruit name embedded in their name they were probably Jews
有的人叫 Figueredo Figueredo 就是 fig tree 就是无花果
Figueredo is a fig tree
所以大概就是犹太人
so it's probably Jew
有人叫 Oliveira Oliveira 就是 olive tree
Oliveira's olive tree
所以太多太多了
so many of them are like
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
现在你看见吗自从哥伦布发现了新大陆
so since Columbus discovered the America
你看见以色列人要漂流得更远
so the people of Israel were going to wander even further
所以明白不明白
so you understand that
1492年
1492
第一
first
犹太人被放逐
the people of Israel they were cast out of Spain
第二
second
哥伦布发现新大陆
Columbus discovered new America
这两件事完全是在神的掌握中
these situations all under the hand of God
因为神是在历史中行走
but since God is walking in history
好了那么现在问题在这里
Now, the problem is this
这个荷兰呢那个时候因为它曾经被西班牙统治
so Holland used to be ruled by the Spaniards
所以等到它独立以后
after it became independent
你看见荷兰学了一个功课
so the Dutch they learned a lesson
因为它自己经过苦难
because it suffered
所以它就向所有受苦的弟兄姊妹打开
So open up to all those who are suffering.
所有在欧洲受逼迫的。
All those who Christians who were persecuted in Europe.
他们到了荷兰。
When they came to Holland.
他们怎么做呢
？What did they do?
他说欢迎你们来到荷兰。
So we welcome you to Holland.
如果你来到 Amsterdam 的话。
If you come to Amsterdam.
十二年之内不要收税。
Within 12 years, we will not collect any tax.
如果你在 Amsterdam 之外国生活的话。
If you live outside of Amsterdam.
我们不收你任何的费。
We're not going to collect
不收你任何的税。
Any tax from you.
因为你们是受苦的一般人。
Because you were ones who suffered.
明白吗
You see that?
这个是荷兰人。
This is the Dutch.
但是荷兰人是读圣经的。
But the Dutch, they study the Bible.
给小子一杯水喝。
Those who give the little ones a cup of water.
那不只指着基督徒来说。
Not only refers to Christians.
也指着犹太人。
It also refers to the Jews.
所以等到西班牙犹太人他们漂流到了荷兰。
So when the Spanish Jews, they came to Holland.
他们拥抱他们。
They embraced them.
他们欢迎他们。
They welcomed them.
所以你看见很多的西班牙犹太人到了荷兰他就不走了。
So many of the Spanish Jews, they came to Holland, they didn't leave.
但是你想想看
But think about it.
如果你顺服神的话
If you are obedient to the word of God
你跟着给小子一杯水喝
So if you give a little one a cup of water
你本来荷兰已经很小
Now Holland was already small
本来荷兰很挤
Holland was already very congested
荷兰是和海来争地的
So actually, Holland is competing with the ocean for land.
所以你看，全世界没有比他们更小。
So no one is smaller than them.
结果他心还很大。
But their heart was big.
你不管有多少基督徒受苦难，可以来到我们这里。
No matter how many Christians you can come.
然后呢，犹太也可以来到我们这里。
So the Jews can come.
所以那个时候，荷兰呢就被称作叫做 Noah's Ark.
So Holland was called Noah's Ark.
等到洪水来的时候
，When the flood came,
阿猫阿狗都可以来的。
So any cat or dog could come.
所以你看见吗？这就是荷兰。
So this is Holland.
但是你不要忘记
，Don't forget.
神的话怎么说呢
？What did the word of God?
凡给小子一杯水喝
，Whoever gives a cup of water to the littlest one,
没有不得赏赐。
There's not one that will not be rewarded.
所以神就开始工作。
So God started to work.
你看那个时候有一个人叫 Hudson.
At that time, there was a person named Hudson.
是英国人。
He was an Englishman.
他向来是东跑西跑，发现很多东西。
He discovered many places.
但是很奇奇。
But it's amazing.
后来呢，他们就把他辞掉了。
So in the end, they fired him.
所以 Hudson 是个探险家。
So Hudson, he was an explorer.
结果呢，英国人不要他。
So the English did not want him.
荷兰人要他。
But the Dutch wanted him.
所以就和荷兰人就签了约。
So he wrote signed a contract.
结果他就来了纽约。
So he came to New York.
他就发现了纽约。
He discovered New York.
而且沿着那个从纽约开始沿着 Hudson River 一直可以到 Albany
and then you could go along this Hudson River all the way to Albany
你稀奇不稀奇
isn't it amazing
如果 Hudson 本来给英国公司做事的话
if Hudson worked for the English
那么沿着 Hudson River 两旁的地方应该叫 New England
so the two sides of the Hudson River would be called New England
但是不是
but it's not that way
稀奇不稀奇
isn't it amazing
你看神的确在暗中做事
so God was doing a work in secret
他知道说荷兰人太挤了。
Said that in Holland it was too tight.
他总要有个地方去才可以。
They have to go to a place.
所以怎么办呢
？So what did he do?
你看见吗？结果你看就让 Hudson 换一个公司。
So Hudson changed his company.
那我们都在 Hudson River 旁边。
We're all next to the Hudson River.
我想我们感觉很深刻。
So I think we feel it.
那早期的时候
，Now early times
这一带叫 New Holland。
Now this place was called New Holland.
新的荷兰
New Holland.
那么有了新荷兰
After you had New Holland,
一定有新 Amsterdam.
You must have New Amsterdam.
那么那个时候他们找到了 Manhattan.
So they found Manhattan at the time.
所以就叫 Manhattan 叫 New Amsterdam.
So they called Manhattan New Amsterdam.
后来给英国拿去了
So it was taken by the English.
才把名字换过来叫 New York.
So then it became New York.
Amsterdam.
Not New Amsterdam.
所以明白吗弟兄姊妹
So you understand, brothers.
神实在祝福荷兰
God blessed the Dutch.
你看见没有地方去了
They had nowhere to go.
哎，结果很多基督徒就跑到哪来，就跑到和美国纽约来了。
So many Christians came to New York.
如果大家现在到 Amsterdam 去的话
，So if you go to Amsterdam,
你还看那个礼拜堂
，You could see a cathedral.
我可以指给你们看。
I will show you.
在当他们到纽约来以前
，Before they came to the U.S.
有一对啊，就刚好在那个礼拜堂结婚的。
So there was a couple that got married there.
然后呢，就来到纽约。
So they came to New York.
起头住在 Manhattan.
In the beginning, they lived in Manhattan.
后来呢，就跑到 Brooklyn 去。
And then they went to Brooklyn.
他是第一对在 Brooklyn 的这一对的年轻人。
So it's the first couple that were in Brooklyn.
现在全世界他们的后裔有100万人。
So their descendants, there are 1 million descendants that came from this couple.
这个是 Brooklyn 的开始。
This is the start of Brooklyn.
所以很有意思。
So it's very amazing.
这些人受逼迫。
They were persecuted.
他们在比利时。
They were in Belgium.
本来是讲法文的。
They were spoke French.
一逼迫就跑到 Amsterdam.
They were persecuted. They went to Amsterdam.
后来他们就坐船了。
And then they took the ship.
100多个人。
100+.
连那个鸡啊都运过来。
And also the chicken came from there.
所以有人告诉我们。
So people tell us.
在这个中国的鸡啊，是最早到美国的。
So the chicken actually came from originally.
是五月花号的，五月花号的时候。
Came on the Mayflower.
是五月花号的来的。
So came with the Mayflower.
但是五月花号是在 Boston 那一带。
But Mayflower came in the Boston area.
那是给英国人的。
So it's for the English.
现在为了荷兰人。
So for the Dutch.
所以你看这些人逃难就逃到纽约来。
So they fled to New York.
结果呢，第一艘船大概是100多人。
So there were 100+ people that came in that ship.
他们开始聚会。
They started to meet.
那聚会呢，因为荷兰有风车呢，所以在纽约也有风车。
So because they had the windmill, they also had a windmill in New York City.
所以他们第一个聚会的点就在那个地方。
The first place is right there in New York. In
如果到 Manhattan, 我可以告诉你大概在什么地方。
If you go to Manhattan, I can show you where it is.
好了，那么这个就是最早最早基督徒就来了。
So then the Christians came.
所以就在大概1624年的时候。
So in 1624,
你知道说这个他们的 governor, 就是那个时候的 governor.
So the governor of the time,
就和印第安人就签了约。
And they signed a contract with the Native Americans.
他们要从印第安人手里就买下整个的曼哈顿。
So they were going to buy the whole Manhattan from the Native Americans.
结果他们花了25.4块美金就把曼哈顿买下。
So they bought it for $24.
你想想看现在曼哈顿值多少钱。
Think about how much Manhattan is worth today.
神的话很稀奇。
So word of God is amazing.
凡是给小子一杯水喝。
Whoever gives the littlest of one a cup of water.
没有不得赏赐。
There's not one that will not be rewarded.
当时的 New Amsterdam.
The New Amsterdam of the time.
就是现在华尔街以南的那个 financial district.
So it's a south of Wall Street, that financial district.
你觉得稀奇吗？
Isn't it amazing?
今天英国人在美国登陆好几个地方。
So English actually established many places around the U.S.
很早在 New Virginia, 在 Virginia.
In Virginia.
然后呢，在北边有人登陆。
And then some reached in Boston.
Now William Penn 是在 Delaware 登陆。
William Penn landed in Delaware.
但是没有一个地方
But there's not one place
像纽约一样
like New York
居然变成 the capital of finance the financial capital of the world
it became the financial capital of the world
这是我们做梦也没有想
到 so you never would imagine that
所以要记得
so you have to remember
神有时话永远是不错
God's word is forever established
但是非常有意思
it's very interesting
这个是小子一杯水和不光是基督徒
but this to give a littlest one a cup of water is not just Christians
也是指的犹太人
also the Jews
那么怎么会是犹太人
How come the Jews?
原来是这样
But the story goes like this.
这个很多的犹太人起头住在老的 Amsterdam.
Many Jews, they worked in the original Amsterdam.
后来啊，他们听说一个好消息。
So they heard a news.
所以荷兰人呢，终于呢，把巴西那块地方拿下。
So the Dutch actually, they took over Brazil.
那么那个时候有一个城叫做 Recife, 是在巴西北边。
So there was a town called Recife in the north.
那个就变成巴西的首都了。
Had become the capital of Brazil.
那因为如果这块地是给荷兰拿下来的
，So if it was conquered by the Dutch,
那神当然纪念荷兰人。
Now God will remember.
那个地方太小了，结果不光是基督徒要分一杯，然后呢，犹太人也要分一杯。
Not just the Christians were going to receive water, but also the Jews.
所以后来呢？哎，结果他们果然在巴西找到了一块殖民。
So they found a place in Brazil.
然后呢，这犹太人。
So the Jews went there.
他们各个，他们大约几千人呢，他们坐了船，就像个舰队一样，就到了南美。
So thousands of them came to South America.
如果今天大家到 Recife,
So if you go to Recife today,
那是整个南美恐怕第一个会堂。
You'll find the first synagogue in South America.
因为他们一开始在那里开始。
So they started from over there.
所以他们以为说现在我们终于可以安心了。
So now they think now we can settle down.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这些人是从西班牙逃到荷兰，然后逃到南美。
These people fled from Spain, then to Holland, then to South America.
但是没有多久以后。
But not too long after that.
这个葡萄牙呢，又把荷兰打败了。
So Portugal defeated the Dutch.
大败了以后呢，巴西呢就归给葡萄牙。
So now Brazil became part of Portugal.
那犹太人又紧张起来。
Now the Israelites became nervous.
因为你在巴西的管辖底下，就等于在葡萄牙的管辖底下。
So to be ruled by the Brazilians means ruled by the Portuguese.
所以呢，他们是几千人呢，又几上个舰队，又这样就回到老阿姆斯特丹去。
So these few thousand of them, they wanted to go back to old Amsterdam.
结果很稀奇、啊、
But it's amazing.
这么多船队里面有一只船。
So many of these ships, there was one ship.
结果呢台风来了。
Because of the hurricane that came.
结果就吹吹不知道飘到哪里去。
And then blew it to such a place they didn't know where they were going.
那最后呢终于呢飘到一个岛上。
So then they were cast into an island.
后来知道那个岛的名字叫 Manhattan.
And they know that the island was called Manhattan.
结果呢他们在那登陆了。
So then they landed in Manhattan.
那登陆没有一个人欢迎犹太人。
Now no one welcomes Jews.
所以那个时候你勉勉强强收留他们。
So they, unwillingly receive them.
所以他们就下一道命令。
So they made a command.
你们可以生存没有问题。
You can survive here, yes.
但你们不可以做生意。
But you cannot do business.
因为犹太人很会做生意。
Because the Jews
do business. 一做生意就终于全部给他抢光。
So all the business they did, they took all your money.
所以他说好，现在你们什么生意都不可以做。
So you can't do any business.
但是呢，有一件是可以。
You can do one thing.
你们可以把那个旧的东西可以卖。
You can sell old things, used things.
你不可以做新衣服。
You can't make new clothes.
都不行。
You can't do that.
犹太人很聪明。
So the Jews are very smart.
你告诉他说你只能卖旧的。
So you tell them you can only sell old.
所以他们一天到晚就到垃圾堆里面去找旧东西。
So they found old things from the garbage.
他把旧的东西一改一改就可以卖。
So then they would just transform a little bit and then sell it.
所以最早最早这犹太人是这样开始生存。
So this is how the Jews survived in the early times.
慢慢慢慢慢他们就下来了。
Slowly they came.
他们没有地方聚会了。
They had nowhere to meet.
那时候基督徒呢也慢慢的慢慢就搬到古堡里面城堡里面去了。
So because the city, the people started to move into the fortress.
那个城堡在哪里呢
？Fortresses.
城堡就在百老汇 Broadway Number One.
The fortress was on One Broadway.
你看见本来有个税关大楼吗
？So there was a